Welcome to the Pollution Engineering Podcast. Environmental data management has become increasingly important to this industry. The cover subject of our February issue, strategies for harnessing EH&S data, have become among the industry's hottest topics. To get a little perspective on these trends, today we are here with Stephen Ross, Senior Solutions Manager at Intellex Technologies. Hi, Stephen. Welcome to the PE Podcast.
Good morning, sir.
Okay, first question. With the increased amount of information that organizations are being required to report on, how is it possible to manage the sheer volume of data from multiple sites without a huge resource investment?
Well, it's a very good question that a lot of companies are facing now, especially with all the requirements that are coming out of the woodwork. Every company is being required legally to capture a lot more information, and then also just from a corporate governance, they're looking to capture more information. So what you need to be able to do is be able to capture that type of information. Companies are, I guess they were using Excel and things like that. And on a site level, the lower level folks would fill out Excel and it would get sent up to someone at the region and then someone at the national and then someone at the global. And there'd be correlation all the way across. So what you need to do is use a system that will allow you to have your site level people enter in one piece of information. You know, for them, it's everything. It's their end all and be all of their day. They put in one piece of information, and then the data needs to get rolled up through the system to speed things up. So that way, for them, they put in one little piece of information, and it's simple and easy for them. But then, of course, their managers at a global level can pull information quickly. So being able to amalgamate that all into one electronic system speeds things up significantly and allows for upper management to be able to make intelligent business decisions in real time, as opposed to waiting for the days, weeks, or months to collate those antiquated Excel spreadsheets.
I see. A lot of organizations today are already facing tight budget cuts and time restraints. How can these companies implement a new software system with all the upfront customization and implementation expenditures that go along with it when they're already squeezed?
You know, that's something a lot of companies are facing right now, especially over the last year and a half, based on the economic downturn, if you will. That was actually the topic of a discussion last fall at the NAME conference in Albuquerque, where I chaired a session called Doing More with Less. And it was a very, very popular session there because so many companies are faced with that. And what you need to be able to do is kind of change the concepts within the system. Get something that's easy. Get something that's simple. Get something from a company that will help you do that type of implementation. Obviously, price is going to be important, but then also change the concepts from customizing to configuring. I mean, customization is almost a dirty word now in software in the software world, where you need to customize something. You'll end up getting locked into what you've done, and it's an expensive process. Whereas if you go towards the configuration side of things, it's a lot more lot simpler, a lot easier for end users, and it's a lot less expensive because it allows you to not get locked in time, but then still have a system that can change and be dynamic as the organization changes. So it's a much smaller upfront cost as well as a much smaller ongoing cost.
I see. You touched on this a little bit earlier, but you know, companies are facing basically two different levels of reports. Standard reports really provide the extensive information that you need at the operational level, in addition to the top-level reports required by senior managers and regulators. So how do you ensure that an EH&S system is robust on the back end and still flexible at the user level?
Well, I think that actually touches on a couple of things that I've already mentioned, that for your site-level guys, ultimately what they want to do is they want to get their job done. They have a job that they've been hired to do, and they want to put in the information that they've been told that they need to do. And for them, it needs to be simple. Now, as an organization, when they're planning this out, they obviously have to take the legal issues into consideration, things that they have to do. But more and more, companies are kind of navigating towards the side of things, saying, well, we want to talk about our overall performance. We want to exceed compliance. We want to do much better than that. So you need to have a very simple site system on the site level side, but then have the intelligent logic built in so that it rolls data up from a local to regional, national, and of course global corporate level to adhere to the local standards, the business standards, and then also of course the corporate global standards as well.
I see. Well, you mentioned, you know, a lot of companies are in Excel, but not everybody is. The question is then, organizations, you know, already often have systems like SAP in place. So how do you avoid the need to duplicate data from one software system to another?
Well, we're a big proponent of not duplicating effort. That's something that nobody ever wants to do. And we recognize that every company out there already has something in place. They'll already have something. So if we went in there thinking that they were working in a vacuum, we'd be pretty foolish. So what you need to do is you need to recognize that systems can be complementary to each other. And that's something that we've always focused on. If someone has SAP, that's great. We don't do what SAP does, but SAP doesn't do what we do. So what we do is we complement with each other. Now, with a system like Intellect, what we do is we have a full-blown web services with API. And what it allows us to do is connect information back and forth. So they do what they do what we do, and then we're able to connect between them. And it's not just with SAP. It would be with any different type of system, whether it is a simple Excel spreadsheet right up to the bear that is SAP. So interconnectivity is going to be key, and if the system doesn't have that type of connectivity, then, well, you're maybe looking more short-term than long-term.
Gotcha. Well, looking long-term then, let's take a wide view here. What can environmental health and safety management software do today that it couldn't do, say, 5 or 10 years ago? And along the same vein, what will EHS software be able to do in, say, 5, 10 years from now that it can't do today?
Well, I think the technology continues to grow exponentially. I know I've seen it here within our four walls as we continue to grow. What can they do now that they couldn't do 5 years ago? Probably the question is, what do they have to do that they didn't have to do 5 years ago? The requirements have changed, and the systems need to be dynamic to continue to grow in that sense. 5 years ago, if you needed to make a modification, you're talking hard code. That's software. You needed to hard code something, and you need to go to that dirty word customization. What we're seeing now in the industry is more towards configuration. I'll praise our president Mark Jain here for a moment. He about 5, 6, 7 years ago came up with the concept of the configurability iForms tool that we have here in our house. And it puts the power of the configuration in the hands of the client. And that's something that has really set us apart now, but it's something that will continue to set us apart as we move forward. Collaboration, configurability are all key. Intellect has a user community that actually allows clients to share information, and not just discussion threads, although that's obviously there, but full-blown applicability and software tools they can share with each other. And that's something other people don't do. So that's where the industry is going, and hopefully we are definitely leading the charge in that sense. Being able to allow clients to configure, being able to allow them to share, and really the real strength of the industry at this point is now shifting from providing functionality to providing tools. We're providing the tools, we're putting the power in the hands of the clients and allowing them to take a base platform and grow it to be the end-all and be-all solution for them.
Stephen, thank you very much. If anyone would like to contact you afterwards, would you like to provide some contact information for readers?
Absolutely. Our website is www.intellex.com. That's intellex.com. Feel free to give us a shout. You can submit information on the website. There's plenty of people over here. We're all very happy to help.
Great. All right, well, this is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and Intellect Technologies, we thank you for listening.